You know, if you look at the way the world operates today, I think it's a fair analogy to say China operates much like these swarms of smash-and-grab thieves in California. They get organized, they come in, they steal all of your stuff, they don't care. Maybe a couple of them get caught, maybe they don't, but they run out the door with all of your product. In this case, intellectual property the Chinese run out the door with, and they don't care. They steal from you and I and everybody, really. And that's a concern. I think it's a concern for my next guest, too. Doug Kelly is Chief Executive Officer of the American Edge Project. And you're telling folks, don't let American technology suffer the same fate as manufacturing. We've seen all of our manufacturing go to China and Mexico and other places. The concern, of course, is that we lose all of our high-tech stuff, too, Doug. And I'm telling you, it is a smash-and-grab operation from the Chinese. In my estimation, standing here on a street corner and watching it all happen, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. Look, I'm originally from Michigan, down in Adrian, Michigan. And when I grew up in the 80s, you could leave high school, find a job in a factory and make a great wage and, you know, have a boat and put your kid through college.
Right.
But lawmakers in D.C. didn't protect what we valued. And as a result, they passed a series of laws that shipped a lot of jobs to China that kind of broke our manufacturing muscle. And in Michigan, you know, we lost 36% of our manufacturing jobs. That's more than 360,000 jobs lost. And yeah. Those aren't just numbers, right? Those are my neighbors.
You know, so I'm worried that
the same thing's going to happen to tech.
I've had a lot of conversations recently with manufacturers, people that I know that are still in manufacturing, small and medium manufacturing companies in Michigan, in Indiana, in Ohio. And I said, what would happen today if World War II type needs broke out? He said, couldn't do it. Every single person. We could not answer the bell when it comes to manufacturing if we had to create munitions and hardware to fight a war on a global scale. Our manufacturing base right. is gone. And the next thing up for grabs that the Chinese are targeting and have been for years and years is all the high-tech things we've done. That's why we have hypersonic missiles flying around, because China has right. hijacked our high-tech industries, haven't they?
Yeah, you're exactly right. So China knows that you know, technology and digital power is the key to their goals for global domination, right? And this is the new battlefield for us and them. And so they're also not only building their capabilities out, but each year they actively steal about $500 billion worth of technology secrets from the United States. And so technology just isn't another sector in the United States, like manufacturing. It's the backbone that runs down and powers our economy, our national security, and well as advancing our values across the globe and also domestically. And so we have to protect our American edge. We have the best technology in the world right now, but if we don't keep doing things that help advance innovation in our country, we're going to fall behind China and we'll not catch up.
I wonder if that's already happened. I almost wonder if we're already at a place where we have fallen behind, whether it's them thieving our technology, or we're not investing properly, or we've got government regulations that stand on the backs of people that could create new breakthrough technologies. And maybe it's a combination of all of those things, but I think we're at a point right now that we better get serious about what we need to do, or there's going to be a real reckoning coming soon. Your thoughts?
Yeah, China's definitely made gains, but we're still ahead. But lawmakers in D.C. right now are considering a series of bills that would target America's biggest, strongest tech companies and do things like break them apart when we're in this global battle place. It'd restrict mergers and acquisitions that help bring new technologies to market faster than ever before. And on the whole of these bills, it would really damage not just our national security and surrender this edge to China, but it would also end up hurting our economic recovery, because a lot of small businesses really depend on these technology tools to help find new customers, to find new markets, and to sell their products. So, you know, in the same way we look at manufacturing, we're saying, whoa, sure, there's some things that got to be done on technology, but do not break our most powerful asset and dismantle it. That would be crazy, especially when we're the only remaining global superpower.
Let me dig in a little bit mm-hmm. on that, because you're talking about breaking sure. up the possibility of breaking up some of the big high-tech companies. The companies that I see targeted are companies like Facebook and Twitter. I don't think that they're a matter of national security for the United States. What companies are you talking about where mergers are being blocked or breakups are being contemplated
sure.
that would affect us on a national security level?
Oh, so Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Google are the biggest ones, right? But these guys do billions of dollars a year of investments in artificial intelligence, right? That has military applications. Microsoft is one of the leaders in cybersecurity, right? They defend tens of thousands of businesses as well as government agencies from cyber attacks, and they release reports all the time on it. So, you know, when we talk about our technology ads, we're talking about social, mobile, analytics, cloud-based activities, biotech, semiconductors, and also the Internet of Things, right? It's a big footprint because that's what's powering our economy and our security going forward. And so those companies are the biggest investors on it. Now, I'll give you an example of why restrictions on acquisitions are dangerous, right? We drive a lot of innovation through local innovation hubs, right? Ann Arbor, Columbus is one. And where it mixes like good talent with good ideas and a lot of money supported by a smart legal and regulatory framework. But when you start to mess with that ecosystem and acquisitions puts money on the sideline because they're like, hey, maybe we can't exit out of this business we just invested in, right? That causes a chilling effect and slows down innovation. So the stakes are high and China doesn't play by the same rules we do. So we're asking lawmakers in D.C., hey, be cautious, be smart about this, because we do not want any unintended consequences like what happened with manufacturing.
In fairness, does China play with any rules at all? I mean, that's a fair question, right? Doug Kelly, Chief Executive Officer of the American Edge, because they raid, they run home, they don't pay any price. There's no consequences because we have weak leadership in Washington that has offered no consequences for those that are high-tech corporate raiders, if you will. They come in, they steal the best of the best. They go home with the intellectual property. They apply it to whatever they need to apply it for. They don't give a damn about America or anybody else that they steal it from, do they?
Well, that's where we need to do kind of a twin approach, right? The first is, you know, putting sanctions on them and slowing technology over there that would help increase their capabilities. But the second part is we also have to do things that incentivize the creation of our innovation here. So, for example, semiconductors, right? The vast majority are made in Asia, and most of them are made in Taiwan. Well, China can really disrupt that through their continued kind of hostilities towards Taiwan. And so we want to pass laws and bills that help accelerate investment in domestic semiconductor manufacturing, because just like you were talking about with military weapons at the start of this, we need to be able to have more inshored supply chain as opposed to overseas.
We need rare earth elements. We need the right materials. We need the ability to build those, which we've got the know-how, clearly. We just have to have the will. Doug, I greatly appreciate you being here. If you want to find out more about what you're up to, where would you send them?
You can go to our website, AmericanEdgeProject.org. You can find all about it. And thank you so much for having me on the show today. It's great to be across Michigan. And, hey, go Blue this coming football game.
There you go. You're also across the world on Real America's Voice. So thank you for being here. Greatly appreciate
it. Fabulous.
There you go. Doug Kelly, greatly appreciate you being here. It is a serious question for all of us. How do we address China? How do we address the challenges? How do we address the thievery that goes on every day? And how do you do it with keeping these tech companies in place that a lot of us have a problem with the way they conduct themselves, politically speaking? Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back. I'm Steve Gruber, and I absolutely love Grand Flannel by Muskox. For the love of flannel, this is the best time of the year. Muskox is a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel almost every day. It's super durable. It's comfortable. 100% cotton flannel, perfect for Michigan outdoors. Go to GoMuskOx.com to find out more. GoMuskOx.com for the love of flannel. Go to GoMuskOx.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S.